somut ve yol gösterici önerileri oldu ve gezici öğretmenlerin yetiştirilmesi konusunun ne kadar önemli bir konu olduğu vurgulanmış oldu. Şimdi bu bölümde Sayın Halit Yurdusen konuşmasını yapacak. Kendisini tanıtmasını rica ediyoruz. Mikrofonu kendisine bırakıyorum.
An hour ago, I started with two Turkish words, but that doesn't make me Halit Yurdusen. So, sir, Mr. Halit Keusler, he sit down. I will start in before Halit will introduce himself, if you don't mind. We were asked to tell something about the development of the integrated education of visually impaired pupils in the Netherlands. And when I was busy with writing my lecture, I came on the idea to ask Halit with me, and during my lecture, you will be aware why. Ladies and gentlemen, today I've already spoken to you about the possibilities of integrated education. I'm very honored to have the opportunity to inform you in my second contribution about the developments in special integrated education of the visually impaired pupils in the Netherlands, referring to the Educational Institution for Visually Impaired Pupils, Convergo. I will explain it once. Convergo had a few years ago the name Theophan, and we are working together very strongly, we are related very strongly. You are probably all aware of the fact that in comparison with Turkey, the Netherlands is a rather small country. The number of Dutch inhabitants is about 16 million. The territory of Turkey is about 18 times as large as the territory of the Netherlands. By car or train, we can reach each part of our country within no more than 3 hours traveling. The country and the cities all have a well-organized infrastructure. I tell you this because I think it's important to keep in mind when talking about the organization of special education and when thinking about the organization of resource centers or itinerant teachers visiting mainstream school on a local or regional level. Like I said, today you have to deal with the available possibilities and facilities in your own situation. So I tell you now about the Dutch situation. Distributed over our country, about 4 different organizations are working with visually impaired pupils aged from 4 to 21 years. All of these organizations still have a small boarding house, special schools for blind and partially sighted pupils, core centers, and departments with itinerant teachers. At the moment, these 4 institutions together support about 2,000 children and youngsters, either at one of the special schools or by means of support by itinerant teachers. The educational institution Convergo is situated in the southern part of the Netherlands. The Netherlands know also regional centers, a national vocational center, and a national center for non-educational support as well. But in my contribution, I will limit myself to the educational provide of our work. In this brief explanation, I will tell you about the developments in integrated education in my country, and I'm very proud to I have the assistance of Mr. Halid Jurdersen, one of my former partially sighted pupils, who will address you in Turkish after my lecture. He is an example of a partially sighted pupil who attended primary and secondary special education on the Gonfurko Institution and received itinerant support during the period of the development of integration in my country. I think he can tell you much better than I about his experiences as a partially sighted pupil during this developmental stage. Together with you, I'm looking forward to this contribution of Halit. But first, you will have to do with me for a bit longer. What is itinerant educational assistance? Itinerant educational assistance is additional support for visually impaired pupils to enable them to attend mainstream education instead of special, primary and secondary education, which would have been the case without such support. This assistance is provided by specialized teachers from educational institutions such as Convergo in a Dutch town called Graven. Teachers working in this particular field of education provide assistance at several schools in a particular region and hence are called itinerant educational assistants. Itinerant educational assistance is a very flexible form of service and can be classified as a tailor-made assistance in which the child's possibilities and the wishes of both parents and school are central. A brief history. Like I lectured before, the care for blind children in the Netherlands dates from the last century. In the early 70s of this century, however, the demands of parents started the development of extramural care for the blind and partially sighted children and youngsters. At that time, Mr. Herman Gresnicht was one of the initiators of this development in his capacity as the director of an institution for visually impaired children. And in recent years, he spoke about this subject in different lectures. In addition to traditional intramural care, this development grew from the increasing appreciation by society of the benefits of bringing up children at home. And this applied to visually impaired children as well. In the second half of the 70s, the Dutch Ministry of Education prepared measures to pave the way for the provision of assistance to visually impaired children in mainstream education. In 1985, itinerant educational assistance for virtually all special schools was provided for in the Special Act, for the Special Education Act. This included assistance for blind and partially sighted pupils in primary and secondary education from 4 to 20 years of age. In the Netherlands, the decision was made to manage this integration by means of the schools for the visually impaired. These schools had the experience with and know-how about specialized education for partially sighted and blind children. Only part of this knowledge and experience can be found in books. In my opinion, it should be looked for in people who are actually working in this field. In my country, therefore, the first itinerant teachers had their roots in the special schools for the visually impaired and throughout the last 20 years shared their knowledge with their colleagues in mainstream schools. The special school will remain their basis. For instance, in my case, this is the educational institution Convergo, where I'm a member of a multi-professional team of specialized teachers, braille experts, social workers, mobility trainers, low vision specialists, and other specialized colleagues. At this moment, approximately 1,250 visually impaired pupils in primary and secondary education as well in other forms of special education in the Netherlands, 570 of which are Convergo pupils, are assisted by itinerant educational assistants. So 1,250 pupils and students are in the itinerant assistants. Brief, I will name some target groups. The assistants, and although Heather was talking about it, the assistance an itinerant teacher can provide is intended for visually impaired pupils in mainstream primary and secondary education, visually impaired pupils in other forms of special secondary education, for instance, children with learning and behavior problems, visually impaired students in junior or senior vocational education, the parents or guardians of the pupils in question, the individual teachers or teaching staff of the schools concerned. Integration into mainstream education. Convergo's aim is to enable as many visually impaired children as possible to receive education in a mainstream educational setting. It is essential for the education of the visually impaired children and youngsters to grow up with sighted children of the same age group and thus learn to cope with their visual handicap and discover their limitations as well as their possibilities. The objective of a multi-professional team is to develop all necessary skills for independence, including the ability to function in a group, self-help skills, orientation and mobility, and reading and writing in an appropriate way. Available time. On the basis of the recommendations of the Board of Investigation, the school determines the number of hours the itinerant educational assistant from Convergo can devote to actual assistance. The frequency and intensity of assistance for a pupil in mainstream education is determined on the basis of these recommendations. The assistance time includes traveling time, administration, organizing courses, etc. The Board of Investigation. The board should always consist of the following members: the principal of the school, a social worker, a child psychologist, and an ophthalmologist with specialist knowledge. The assessment. The parents or guardians of a visually impaired child can apply for itinerant educational assistance to the Board of Investigation. Other persons or organizations in charge of a visually impaired child can also apply for assistance with the permission and cooperation of the child's parents, of course. After the application, the child is thoroughly assessed. This usually takes place at the main center. The assessment generally lasts a full day and consists of an ophthalmic examination, a psychological assessment, a pedagogic didactic assessment, a social worker's report. On the basis of this assessment, the parents of a pupil or student are advised on the best form of assistance for their child. For instance, their child stays in the mainstream school and receives itinerant assistance and, if necessary, additional support from the regional centers. The child is better off at a special school for visually impaired children and, in some situations, will live at a boarding house. Their child attends the special school for a short period only, to learn Braille, for instance, and will be yearly examined to go back to the mainstream school. The parents receive a verbal as well as a written report on the findings. The final decision about the proper type of assistance and where this will be provided lies with the parents. The job description of the itinerant teacher. The itinerant teacher is active in three areas, we call it. the area of pupil and school, the area of parents, and the area of other organizations. I'll describe them short to begin with the area of pupil and school. Because of his expertise in the education of visually impaired pupils, the itinerant teacher can play an important role in the integration of these pupils in mainstream education. The role of the itinerant teacher is mainly advisory and is intended as an advice from colleague to colleague for the school attended by the visually impaired pupil. Because of the assessment, or otherwise, the itinerant teacher is informed about the eye defects of the pupil concerned. This enables the itinerant teacher to give the pupil concerned and or its teacher practical advice on how the pupil can cope with her or his handicap in the classroom. By means of observation in the classroom and by working and talking with the pupil and the class teacher, the itinerant teacher can determine how the pupil is functioning at any given moment. In relation to the teacher and staff team, the itinerant teacher has an informative role concerning aspects of visual impairment or blindness in general, and for this pupil in particular. In addition, he often provides clear information on statutory regulations, facilities, aids, and educational possibilities. Every year, the Convergo and Theo van Gogh Center organizes courses for pupils under the itinerant educational assistance scheme, as well as counseling courses for these pupils' teachers from mainstream primary and secondary education. The organization and realization of the courses is done by the itinerant teachers and other specialized members of our institution. By means of providing information, instruction, and the training of skills, they try to create conditions such that visually impaired pupils will be able to function better in mainstream schools. Another aspect of the itinerant teacher is to instruct the pupil and or teacher in the use of specific aids. In addition, the itinerant teacher teaches Braille if required. The second area, the area of parents. The itinerant teacher explains to parents about the recommendations he has to the school. While doing this, he also discusses the specific eye defect of their child and explains general issues concerning visual impairment or blindness. Should instruction be required with respect to the aids used at home, the itinerant teacher is the person to turn to. For special instructions, such as cane walking, the itinerant teacher calls the assistance of specialists. These specialized staff can provide this type of training over a particular period of time. The Convergo and Theo van Gogh Center also organizes courses for parents of assisted children, mainly dealing with practical and pedagogical matters related to the child's visually handicapped. The informal context between the parents themselves forms an important added value of these group meetings. The third area and the last, the area of other organizations. During the period of educational assistance, the itinerant teacher will have to deal with all kinds of organizations which are involved with his pupil in one way or another for a longer or shorter period, directly or indirectly. If one of these organizations is directly involved with his pupil, the itinerant teacher's main role is to provide information. The information in question will primarily be related to the pupil's particular eye defect and its practical consequences. Of course, this is always done after consultations with the pupil's parents. I hope this brief explanation has provided you with a clear picture of the activities of an itinerant teacher in the Netherlands. Now, I will ask your attention for my former pupil, who is presently a senior student in law, Mr. Halley Jurdesen, when he attended my lecture. 1985, I could not possibly have any idea that 13 years later, we would be together in your wonderful country to share our experiences with you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your attention. And now a warm applause for Mr. Harley Jurgensen.